Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And good morning to you, Rich.
Morning.
Rich, I'd given Chris the saying that this was a project to support veterans, but it's really more than that. So kind of give us a quick synopsis of what is Operation Barnabas.
Well, Operation Barnabas is a program sponsored by our church body to lend support to reservists, National Guardsmen, and of course active duty military as well. And it sprung from a program to assist reserve chaplains in our church body. So, and it started in 2007, and by 2011 it had morphed into helping all military. So,
and even though it's sponsored by your church, it goes well beyond that.
Yes.
And of course, and we're going to talk about your meeting, and it's open to anybody. But we want to talk about a couple of projects, and the newest one is called Warrior Care.
Yes. Warrior Care is a program where we will scholarship, if you will, daycare at Kids Come First and the Ann Wickman Child Development Center for those National Guards members or reservists who are looking for new employment after a deployment, and also for the active duty military member that's been recently discharged and is back in the area looking for employment. And the way they start is to go see Mitch Holmes up at the courthouse. He's the Cass County VA director.
And he'll get them the information they need to know about the child care. Plus, he can give them a lot of other information.
Yes, he can. And what happens is they go see Mitch, and they discuss the needs, and Mitch will make out a voucher for them, and when they and then help get them set up on the appointment, and then they take the voucher, and that voucher tells the daycare center that they're to send the bill to Operation Barnabas.
All right. So eventually, you know, the Operation Barnabas does pay for that cost. And that has to be, for some of those folks who are coming back, just a big challenge to find a job. And you don't just do that in an hour or so.
No, you don't do that in an hour or so anymore. It used to be when I was younger, you could walk down Main Street, and by the time you got from one end to the other, you had a job. Anymore, you got to look a long ways and got to look a long time to find something. And with the economy these days, both parents have to work, and so the one that's looking for work is taking care of the kids in the meantime. And when they have to be out of the house, then what happens with the kids?
Mm-hmm. So. And we're fortunate that people do have a choice here in the Cass County, Atlantic area, that you have a couple of choices there for child care, so people can make that choice.
Right, and we're looking at growing this, so if there is a licensed daycare facility in one of the surrounding communities that would like to participate, they can contact us, Operation Barnabas and Care of Zion Lutheran Church, Atlantic, Iowa, and we're at 811 Oak Street in Atlantic.
Okay, good point, because I know there are some in surrounding areas. Well, that's the newest project, but you have other projects, but I want to move on at this point to a family retreat that's coming up in September.
Right. Our Iowa District West Task Force for Operation Barnabas has been sponsoring these military family retreats in the fall for a couple of years now. Last year, we had six families attend. And it's up at Okoboji at our church body's summer camp up there. So, and we've got three retired chaplains that come in and do all the programming for it and stuff. So, and we've had some really good results. And there is financial assistance for those military families. And one of the things the military member has to have either recently been deployed or in the foreseeable future will be deployed. With all the talk of the wind down overseas in Afghanistan and stuff, we don't realize it, but we are still deploying members over to Afghanistan, both active duty, National Guard, and reservists. And we have we still have folks coming back as well. So
yes, let's hopefully yes, we have lots of folks still coming back. And what a great time it would seem in a setting where it's probably pretty quiet and a lot of things to do for families to get together to talk about so many kinds of decisions that need to be made either before or after. So many changes in a family.
Yes, there are. And I don't know if I mentioned it, but the military family retreat this week, this year, is the weekend of 20 to 22 September. And to register or get information on the financial assistance, if they would contact Lori Gamble, and her email is L-O-R-I, Lori, at campokaboji.org, or the phone number is 712-337-3325.
Or I'm guessing, again, they could contact the Zion Northern Church or you, Rich
Canning. Yep. And we can get them the information.
Yes,
sure.
Yes. Okay. And that just precedes a conference that you have coming up.
Yes. Our Iowa District West Operation Barnabas Task Force is sponsoring our first ever district conference at the Carroll County Conservation Center at Swan Lake, just south of Carroll, Iowa. And that's going to be on the 28th of September. From 9:30 to 3:30, and lunch will be provided for that. And
Who should come?
If you have an interest in helping veterans or those currently serving in the different ways that they can serve, they should come.
This would be a way to find out what other Operation Barnabas groups are doing.
Right. In fact, we're going to have one of the co-project manager for Operation Barnabas for the nation is going to speak. Retired Colonel William Brunhold from out in California is coming in to speak about what's going on nationwide. Retired Navy Captain Mark Schreiber from our Senate headquarters is coming in to talk about the Ministry to the Armed Forces in general. And Colonel Brian Miller, commander of the 185th Air Refueling Wing, Iowa National Guard, Air National Guard, is going to be our keynote speaker. So,
and when you said, you know, this person is heads up the national, you know, we hadn't really mentioned that this is not just a local group. This is a national organization, Operation Barnabas.
Yes, yes. I know, you know, we kind of focus here locally and stuff, but I know I think at last count there were 50 local chapters across the nation, and as I mentioned earlier when we were talking before, the first local chapter organized in January of 2011, and we're just fall of 2013. So it's and here in Iowa, here in the western half of Iowa, we are up to, I believe it's 7 local chapters now.
Very good.
So.
Yes, they keep growing. To me, that says there is a need and that you are meeting those needs, or you would not continue to have new groups forming.
That's
and,
right.
And that you formed in 2011 and you're still going on. What about, you know, if somebody is locally interested, you meet on a regular basis?
We meet monthly on the second Thursday evening of the month at 7 o'clock at the Iowa Western Community College Center here in Atlantic.
And what do you do during a meeting?
We go over what we're planning on doing. We review past activities. Some of the folks here in the area would be familiar with what we do on Memorial Day, but we recognize veterans at the Memorial Day ceremonies here in Atlantic, in Anita, in Adair, and Casey, with a carnation, and thank them for their service. We've done that for the last 2 years now, and last year was our first year pitching in out at Hy-Vee on Veterans Day at the breakfast, but we helped folks get in and find their way around and get registered, and for those that needed some assistance carrying their meals to the tables, we did that, and we helped serve some of the drinks and bust the tables afterwards. So, and we plan on doing that again this year.
And it seems to me, as I recall, we've visited one other time, that if there is someone with a need, somebody who's just come home or a veteran over a period of time, and they have specific needs, I don't know whether it's transportation or housing or, I don't know, appliances or what, that you can help them, if not furnishing that, at least get them in the right direction.
Right. We can, if it's a veteran out there that's maybe mobility is becoming an issue and they may need a ramp, we might be able to help fund that. If it's a reservist or a National Guard member or somebody that was discharged from active duty that's having some family issues, contact us. We can help get you in the right direction on where to get help with that, and some of those kinds of things. So
I think it's good to know, in addition to our local veterans person who's officially, you know, a contact person, it's good to know that there's some other people out there like you, Rich, and the Barnabas operation that can be supportive when there are needs, and just kind of talk to people and let them know that there is assistance out there.
Sure. We've got a lot of veterans in the area. I served for nearly 10 years, and so I have an understanding of what families go through and what they need. I understand what my nation and my community has given to me, so I'm ready to give back.
All right. It's a great, great project, Operation Barnabas. And if you want more information, you can, of course, contact Rich Canning or call the Zion Lutheran Church to make those contacts. Thanks so much, Rich, for coming in today.
Well, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Until next time, here's a thought. You can tell more about a person by what others say about them than what they say about themselves.